The University of Health and Allied Sciences, being established in the Volta region, will admit its first batch of 200 students in September this year. The council chairman of the university, Professor Kofi Anyido, disclosed this in Ho at a public forum where he interacted with stakeholders and the public on the state of the university. He said the council has recruited deans for the school and key officers for the takeoff, and that the authorities are ready to submit an application to the National Accreditation Board for permission to advertise programs for admission. Kosi Kumahovi has filed this report.
The University of Health and Allied Sciences, which is located in Ho with a campus in Hohwe, is one of the two universities promised by the current administration in its campaign message in 2008. The processes for the establishment of the university therefore started in 2010. The Act of Parliament, Act 828, was therefore passed in 2011 to establish the university. So far, a six-member interim council has been established with Professor Kofi Anyiroho as its chairman. The other members include an appeal court judge, Justice Agnes Doji, the paramount chief of Amfuega Traditional Area, and a private legal practitioner, Togwe Teprehodu, the chief executive of a pharmaceutical industry, Dr. Yao Edu Jamfi, a public health specialist and vice president of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Soji Soji Tete, and the vice chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ernest Aite. The council then appointed the former dean of School of Public Health of the College of Health Science of the University of Ghana, Professor Fred Binka, as the acting vice chancellor, with Professor Kwame Uredu as pro vice chancellor. Appointments have also been made for the positions of a registrar, director of finance and audit, chief ICT officer, a librarian, and director of internal audit. Professor Anyiroho disclosed that the university will start operations from the regional hospital in Ho, where incubator facilities like offices for key staff, lecture rooms, library, and hostels are almost completed, and also at the schools of nursing and hygiene, where facilities are ready for occupation. He said the university campus in Hohwe will start with space provided by the Onco-Psychiatrist Unit and the Midwifery Training School of the Ministry of Health. Professor Anyiroho further disclosed that work has started at the permanent site of the university at Sokoto Elokwe with the development of draft plan for the campus, the construction of access roads to the site, and soil tests by the Chinese contractors for the construction of the faculty buildings to start. The acting vice chancellor, Professor Fred Binka, said the university is being built on two key pillars, which are community service and research, and this makes it different and unique. He said all students to be enrolled will start lectures at the School of Basic and Biomedical Sciences, which are core to each program at the university. Professor Binka said students will be located to accredited hospitals to provide teaching and supervision. The Volta Regional Minister, Henry Ford Kamel, commended the former Regional Minister, Joseph Amunode, and his deputy, and the National University Task Force Planning Committee for good work done. He appealed for private partnership in terms of infrastructure development for the university and pledged the total collaboration and support of the Volta Regional Coordinating Council. From Ho, this has been Kosi Kumahovi reporting for Radio Ghana.